this money. Need a man, grab a shorty, lean it, grams. Need a party, need a man.
I was birthed on the schedule, me and mother's first and grandmother's first curse, cause I was birthed on a pedestal, felt like the golden child. My daddy always used to ask, what's your golden child? But I was never than knowing I'm literally top of my class. I'm the valedictorian.
Oh, you think you know everything?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, you think you live in a dream?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
I promise it's more than this again.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, naive, so naive, I believe that I could have the whole world figured out. But that's what they teach you, is pure in itself. Be sure of yourself, don't ever have doubts. Take your time, but finish first. Don't place a second, hate possessions. Get this work, cure this cancer, love your mother. Get the girl, then another.
Wanna play at home, wanna feel it on the high. Wanna be a smile, wanna feel it like it hurts.
Sin, listen, hear them spitting contradictions. My position, I'm about to go berserk.
And they say you need the looks,
great decoration.
And they say you need the books,
great education.
And they say they wanna show,
great presentation.
Oh I know, great expectations. Hey, hey, yeah, hey, hey, yeah, hey, hey, yeah.
Yo, yo, yeah.
Yo, yo, yo.
Welcome.
We are back.
Yes.
Back.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the ET Podcast. As you know, my name is Eric.
I'm Trey. This is episode 60.
Which concludes our episodes.
Our series entitled, you know what? Y'all just look up the acronym yourself. I'm not going to keep saying it.
FUF.
Yeah, I don't want y'all to think we cussing because we are certainly not.
No,
this
we,
is a family-friendly show, yeah, once again.
We are. I'm just kidding. No, we're not.
Anyway, man. Yeah, so we're concluding this acronym dedicated series that we have going on here.
Yes, and go ahead and what is it?
It is, let me look again because I forgot. Fear the unbelief of hopeless faith, aka FUF.
FUF.
So, yeah. And we are concluding today with the final piece, faith.
Yes, sir.
Now, we've talked about a lot of depressing stuff and all of that, you know, these past three episodes. But with this one, though, encouragement is going to thrive because faith, that's the thing that will get you through the hardest, most difficult circumstances that you face.
Exactly. Exactly.
Without faith, without faith, oh my God, I forgot the scripture just that quick. Faith without works is dead. I butchered that. Forgive me. So, yes, there's so many different things about faith. Yeah, but faith is gonna get us through this time. This whole corona nonsense.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. And
absolutely. Yeah. And well, one of it, going back again to the definition, which is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And in this situation, we are going to have all our trust and confidence in God.
The Lord.
Yes, because as we believe, all the foundation is all based on trust and believing. Now, one of the things here that a lot of people say is like, why do you believe on something that you do not see? And we're talking about this in the last episode because, you know, we experience it. And not just that, we have experienced it in many ways. For me, as myself, I would like to, you know, put on record that I'm honestly blessed in this situation.
Yeah,
cause,
likewise.
Because for me, I'm doing my job every other day.
Yeah.
I get paid for the days that I'm not there. And soon enough, I'll be working straight from home.
Yeah, and I have a weekend day off, which is weird.
Yeah.
I said that on a previous episode. It's very strange.
Yeah.
To have a weekend day off. And the thing is, this will not last forever, so... And actually, I prefer my old schedule over this one, to be honest, because I'm working more.
Yeah.
I feel like but tomorrow. Less hours.
Mm.
Like, I guess I have to show up more.
Yeah.
But I have less hours.
Yeah, and
but I still get paid the same amount. That's good.
Yeah, no, and that's perfect. And see, for me, I don't see this as a time of need.
No.
Because I'm still, you know, obtaining the stuff that I, you know, my schedule hasn't changed. I'm still getting paid the same. And actually, I'm going to get paid a little bit more because my job is going to provide like extra $600 on top of my check and plus like do another $200 every other, for a period of 5 paychecks. So I'm like, bet. Mm. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's great. And I believe that that's one of the things where I can see and experience and tell people, look, even though, you know, I don't see him or whatnot, but I experience this. And the ways I experience this is by that, giving you that example where, like, in the midst of all these issues, mm-hmm. I'm still getting paid.
Provision. Yeah.
I'm getting provision and basically things that he has, you know, provided us, like mm-hmm. protection, you know, care, abundance. And, you know, I feel like you start to believing in it once you experience this. And
yeah,
the reason why a lot of people don't believe is because, one, they have not experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to, you know, pursue it. And the other, I believe they've been hurt by previous, you know, people that in a way made it seem bad for
yeah.
them.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, one example of that is, like, I always say how I came from a very religious background, you know, and how things, it was distorted Christianity. It
right.
wasn't the real gospel, the real wow. Christianity. It's a show. It's not talking. It's not living. It's not walking what you're talking, basically.
Yep.
That whole thing. So
it's a lot of rules.
Yeah. A lot of rules. It's basically the Bible is one big novel about what not to do and your punishment if you do it.
Yeah.
And that's not the case.
That is true.
Whatever. Like, people may have whatever reason why they don't see the perks of being with God and, mm-hmm. you know, having a relationship with God. But if you if you grow into a relationship with God, then you will reap all the benefits and more. You'll have an abundance, and you know, like the scripture says, your cup runneth over.
Yeah.
You know, and it's great. It really is.
Yeah, so. And honestly, with this, there's a lot of verses that we can go about this. Now, based on faith, do you have any favorite verse that talks about faith?
Romans 8:28.
Mm-hmm.
All things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose.
That's good.
That's usually a go-to because that's exactly what I just said, you know,
mm-hmm.
Before I quoted that scripture. Yep. That's pretty much summing up everything, you know.
And another one here I like to, in a way, it explains a little bit about what kind of like the essence of faith is.
Yeah.
Is in Hebrews 11:1. It says, now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. We talked about last year, you know, mm-hmm. being the conviction of things not seen.
Yep.
Being convicted and believing that, you know, you're honestly putting your hope, something that you don't see, but having that conviction that, oh, damn, mm-hmm. it's there, it's real.
Yeah. And actually, you know, with that, your imagination is like very powerful when it comes to having a relationship with God. Uh-huh. That could be frowned upon because a lot of people think, oh, it's just in your mind. You just live in a fairy tale or whatever. No.
Mm-mm.
If you see yourself coming out on the other side of this whole coronavirus pandemic thing, or even in the middle of it, you just see yourself a couple weeks in the future or something. You just randomly sitting there on the couch or something in perfect health, or you working out or whatever. And it's like, oh man, like by the end, or if you see yourself, you can see yourself by the end of it, it's like, man, that didn't really seem like much of a pandemic. And it's just because you had that picture in your mind and you lived it out and didn't even think twice about it.
Yeah,
you just, you know what I'm saying?
That is crazy.
James Tan said that a while ago about imagination. And I thought that was very powerful. I was like, wow.
So you're saying that imagination plays a huge role into the belief of believing God.
Yes, it does. Like, just think about heaven. You don't have any way to, like, physically see it or nothing. You have to use your imagination when it comes to heaven, because you imagine what it could be like.
Right.
I imagine seeing my great-grandparents again, all the people that I lost in my family, they're greeting me,
right,
you know. And it talks about how, like, heaven has a parade and stuff like that. I imagine walking down and, like, all these people clapping for me. It's like, I don't even know any of y'all. And I played a part in y'all being up here, too. You know, you have to think about those things. And I think that's a good place where faith can be birthed, too, is imagination. Yeah. You know, because it's just, I don't know.
But then do you think people would think, well, aren't you being crazy or illusional?
Of course people are going to say that. Of course people are going to say it. But you won't know until you try it.
That's true.
So.
And honestly, it says that, like, only only the, man, I'm trying to think. I think, is it only the brave or only the valiant or something take the kingdom of God?
Let me see.
I'm trying to think of it.
Let's see here.
Or even the what? Forget what it is. I think it's in Romans, right? Do you see it?
No. Don't actually. I don't know, but
no, hold on, I'm gonna find it.
But like I was saying though, like it also goes back to you saying, like, if you're repeating and saying, I might have coronavirus, I might have coronavirus, I might have COVID, I might have COVID, I might have COVID, then you probably will have COVID, because you're imagining having that sickness, you're imagining having the virus.
I found it. Sorry to interrupt, but it's Matthew 11:12. It says, "For the days of the John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force." Because that's what I meant. And I feel like with faith, you have to be in a way. I mean, with violent, I mean, it's not being like violent, like, man, you're violent, killing people and all that.
Yeah.
But I feel like being taking that initiative and being brave.
You are intentional about it.
Yeah.
Like, you're making it your own.
And that's, like, what I'm saying. Like, with faith, I feel, and believing and having trust in God and all this stuff that we talked about in the previous, is like, I feel like you have to be brave about it, because it's easy. And honestly, believe me, it's easy to do the negative aspect of it, being like, being broken, being devastated, being,
especially when you have a whole world around you encouraging to not
exactly
try to excel.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's what's it called, it's easy for that to happen, but are you brave enough to take the step and actually believing in something that you do not see, and having that faith that, hey, having that conviction of the unseen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to be brave in this type of situations.
Right.
And it's not easy, because, like I said, just going back, it's easy to go ahead and do some crazy stuff. Or starting a riot to get food and being desperate.
Right.
And I mean, it's easy to do that. I mean, I can grab a knife and go and kill someone.
Or, right.
Sorry, I'm not, obviously I'm not gonna do that, but.
Well, I mean, you don't, like.
Are you brave enough to wait it out and have God come in and plug in with a miracle?
And trust God through that whole, through this whole time too. Like, or are you just gonna be like, I don't see it lightening up out there. Like, they just keep saying that we have to stay in our house longer and longer. Maybe I should just go ahead and accept the fact that it's gonna be like this for the rest of my days or whatever.
It's like, funny. You know. You're like, I got this other one. It says, about with what you were talking about, it says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yep.
See, like, just even these encouraging words, like, it's perfect. And another one, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, but it's a gift of God. So,
and like I was saying, like Joshua 1:9, God asks a question. Have I not commanded you?
Dude.
Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go.
Dude.
So, that's, you know what? If you really want to get into imagination and stuff like that and start building your faith, next time you go into the supermarket or whatever and you worried about getting coronavirus off of touching the shopping cart, imagine Jesus' hands touching the shopping cart, not yours. Like, I mean, you can get so, like, crazy, really, like, about your imagination. Don't even imagine yourself stepping out the door. Like, you're like, I don't know. Having, like, Jesus. The Holy Spirit is like a hazmat suit, a supernatural hazmat suit every time you step out the door or something like that, you know? Like,
And he promised us, you know, that he would always protect us and be there for us. So, there's really nothing to fear. You know, because God, have you seen that? Have you seen that movie Underdog? It's I'm not sure. Like, there's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Oh, no, I ain't seen that. But I've heard that quote before, though. But yeah, so how far do you want to take this faith thing? You know what I'm saying?
There's another one in Proverbs. I love Proverbs, too. It says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's always good, because we talked about that, how, like, you know, God will guide you into certain situations. Will guide you in difficult times. And I think this is perfect, because with your own understanding, it's hard, because if you just leave it as of, like, what you think of what's going to happen, you're going to go into chaos. Our mind is, bodies, our entire being is designated to destroy itself.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Everything. I mean, we talked about that on, what was that, 54? No.
I don't remember.
55. The spirit speaks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. Like, your flesh wants to kill you and itself. Like, it's psychotic.
Yeah.
Like, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can't allow it to do that. You can't allow your mind to start thinking that that's okay.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. And with the mind, is very tricky and powerful, because your mind definitely has, like, there's been studies that they say that, like, if you think of something or whatever, like, it'll tend to happen.
Yeah, you'll, like, if you think frequent thoughts about it.
Or like, you know, if your mind plays a huge role in certain imagination stuff, like if you think that, you know, like ghosts or specifically or whatever, your brain, like if you, like an example, you're in your house and you start thinking, oh, there's somebody watching me, or there's a ghost or whatever.
When I watched Hereditary,
dude,
that lady...
Lady
sawed off her head with a piano wire.
What?
And and then I started seeing that in here. Like,
what?
I don't know. Like,
what do you mean? Like,
I just started imagining, like, what if I look up in the middle of the night and she's floating up there just like she was on the movie? It's like, fam, shut up, go to bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just stupid stuff, man. Like, your imagination can just be ridiculous,
right?
Honestly. And so you can't allow, you have to get a grip on your imagination. If you want faith to thrive, you have to think. There's a scripture that says, I'm gonna think of just pure virtuous thoughts, you know, I'll let my mind dwell on these things, or something like that, that it says. So, like, if you're sitting there thinking positive thoughts all the time, then you're building faith. Your imagination is not going crazy. You're not thinking about demons or possessed women cutting off their heads and stuff. Like, you're not, your mind ain't going there. And it also goes into what you watch, you know, what you listen to, all of that stuff plays a part too.
Yeah.
And, you know, I need to, I have to catch myself a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think here there is a verse, and I want to read it. It talks about where faith comes from, and it's very important. It talks about here. Let me see. I think I found it. I think it's Romans 10. I don't know if you have it up, but it's, I think it's 10:17. Actually, I'll pull it up here. And with what you were talking about, and it's very important too, because it is a big part of it. So it says here, it's Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it here says, but well, be previous to that says, but they have not obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, the Lord who has delivered our report, ? So then faith comes by hearing of, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have you not heard? Yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out all on earth, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it talks about it, but anyways, but it talks about one of the methods where like faith comes from is from the hearing. Like you said, if you fill yourself up with so many trash out there, that's where like you're gonna put your trust in. Because I've seen this, and it is important. How can I say it? Like music, the music industry has been very influential with what they hear. Mm-hmm. A lot of people put trust in that, in which what it is: drugs, right, money, sex, girls. But
I have to stop you right there. Not all of it.
Well, not all of not it. Not all of course. It. But more of the trendy stuff. That's what it is all about. And a lot of people.
I mean, you got Bad Bunny dressing up in drag. And
that's
stuff.
What I'm saying. Like, that's messed up, dude. That's like, crazy. That is honestly, I feel like that was like a ritual. Because I've saw this documentary. I think it was with, I don't know who it was. I keep forgetting his name, but it was this actor, or I think it was this comedian. Basically talked about how, like, for a, you know, for a black male to be big in the industry.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because he was talking about Kevin Hart and
they would want them to be dressed up as females.
Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, like he was talking about all this. Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That they've done all that to basically get some type of big recognition in Hollywood.
Yep.
But their sacrifice or their entrance to it was by dressing up like a female.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I've heard that before too.
Oh, I know who was. I think it's that guy. He's in the White Chicks, that buff dude.
Oh, Terry Crews.
I think that's him.
Oh. Yeah.
He's like, nah, I'm not gonna put this on.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I think he's been kind of blackballed from like Hollywood and stuff.
Yeah. Because you don't see him a lot now.
You don't see him a lot. I mean, I think he's on like a few like reality music shows or whatever, where he's like the host and whatever. I don't know. Yeah. Like,
but I don't see him in any recent movies. I think the only
he's in this one low budget movie with Ludacris called John Henry, which is based off of I don't know if the origin of it was from a comic book or I'm not sure exactly, but he's in that movie and it looks extremely low budget. Like it's like a B-roll type movie. And it's like, when I went on YouTube, it had actually popped up for like YouTube movies. I was like, I'm cool. Anyway.
That's funny.
But yeah.
Yo. But anyways. And so having your faith in things, especially now as the economy is tanking and there's going to be a scares of things, having faith in all that is going to take a huge toll into you, in your lives, in your family's lives, and the people that you know, if they don't know about God. And honestly, as Christians, this is a time where we really need to show our faith and show who we believe in, so people can follow. Sure. For sure. And especially being able to see how blessed you are in these times, mm-hmm. people are going to want it. And now I feel like there's going to be a huge reconciliation coming from God in this upcoming days and such, because you know, I feel like the power of God is going to be manifested in great ways, mm-hmm. in a lot of huge ways where people are going to be like, man, I want some of that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know?
For sure.
And that is something... Oh, God.
It's like the one scripture that says your life is a written epistle, mm-hmm. you know? So it's saying, like, you know how Paul moved? He became all things to all men. So it's like whatever they needed to see at the time. He was like, if I was a Greek... I was a Greek. If I was a Jew, I was a Jew. All of this stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So they need to, if they're feeling hopeless, then you need to show the opposite. You need to show hopefulness.
That's right.
You know, the same thing with, I mean, even if you really want to get to coronavirus, you walk into, like I was just saying, you walk into a hospital.
Yeah.
Everybody is sick.
Yeah.
You're the only person who is like 100%. Healthy, nothing mm-hmm. wrong with them. Can you help me? Oh yeah, for sure. Lay hands on them. Next thing you know, they hopping up, and then that starts multiplying like wildfire. Forget the virus, faith starts multiplying wildfire, and everybody starts getting healed and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, and that goes back to imagination, you know. So you gotta see yourself doing these things, and then you gotta put faith into them. You got to actually walk it out. You have to live through that, you know. And so, yeah, man. Dude,
that is so true. What was I gonna say? Yeah, this time is definitely, like you said, it's a time where we need to show once again our true colors,
mm-hmm.
and be there for the people that need it. And having faith that, you know, eventually God is going to follow through with his word.
Yep.
And in the same time, we got to stay hopeful and faithful that, you know, our God is coming back, mm-hmm. and that we're going to go with him as well, especially for us being able to be to have that for confidence sure. that, yep. hey, no matter what, if I die today, I am going to go to heaven. Like my
to be with God is great gain. That's yeah. another scripture, you know.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, I'm sorry that I be quoting all these scriptures, but I don't know exactly where it's at. I just know it's in the Bible for sure. And I hate to sound like one of those people, but it's true. So, yeah, it's like I was saying, like, you can look at this as the end of a period in your life, a point in your life. Mm. But if you really want to activate faith, this is the end of life without God physically.
Mm.
The next part is life with God at an arm's reach. All you got to do is stick your hand out, because you know
how there's been like certain what's it called? What is that word? Seasons.
Seasons, yeah.
In which, you know, we were in the gray season yeah. or whatever.
See, that I've always had trouble measuring seasons.
Yeah, that's, like, yeah. That's,
spiritual seasons. Like, I get, you know, autumn, fall, winter, all that. But I've always had issues with, like, how people... when they talk about spiritual seasons, like, oh, this is just a dry season for you, it'll be over soon. Like, okay, what does that mean?
And
like,
no, but I'm talking about
I took it too literal.
As Christianity is in whole.
Oh, as a whole.
Like, do you think this is going to be the time of reconciliation and putting everything on faith and, you know, doing the works?
I feel like it. Yeah. I mean... Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and I feel that too, especially because in this time where it's going to be super hectic, what is the only thing that you can do? to prove that, you know, hey, we believe in somebody that it's strong, that it's right. powerful,
right,
is not by actually performing miracles and stuff. And honestly, you know, this is gonna go into a darker thing, but with this stuff,
mm-hmm.
I feel like
it only gets darker.
No, I feel that one of the things, and I mean, with okay, when there's pandemics or when there's craziness going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, people are going to do whatever it takes to show that they are the ones that find the cure or whatever.
Yeah.
And I feel like us, you know, it would be the time for us to actually move like the people did in the book of Acts, like mm-hmm. being able to go ahead and perform these miracles, like save people by the thousands.
Mm.
You know, be able to actually manifest and show the power of God,
yeah,
in here, in this earth, because I feel like this is going to be like the perfect time to show that,
yeah.
And now people are gonna be so tender in their hearts that they're gonna be like, "Dang, like it's real,"
yeah.
You know, but obviously there's going to be controversy, there's going to be fight about this and whatever, but I feel like these coming years are gonna be the times where like Christianity is gonna blow up like off the roof.
That would be amazing to see.
And
for sure.
And by doing that, it's going to bring the coming of Christ sooner, because you know he says that once everybody knows,
yeah,
that's when I'm gonna come.
Yeah. My thing though with that, I still don't fully understand, and maybe I'm being too literal. But what about the people that are like indigenous people and stuff, like, you know, on islands that, you know, they've never even come in contact with any other humans other than the ones that are on islands and stuff like that? Because there are still people like that in the world, you know?
I feel like those people, and I heard this from from my dad, those people are not going to be judged. By whether they believe it or not.
Yeah, because it's out of their control.
They're going to be judged by their you okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh. I said that they're going to be judged by
I sneezed that way
and saw. Oh, this dude, my god.
I'm just saying.
It's okay. Is that Lysol?
Yeah.
This dude.
Bro, we keep cleaning products in here. Like, this is nothing new. This place has always had cleaning products, disinfectant, and all of this stuff.
But yeah,
like, I mean, that's just a habit.
But they're going to be judged by their by what's it called? Dang, there's this when their decision making.
Their decision making?
Yeah, you know when like a kid is able to have
maturity.
No. I forgot what that word is when like a kid knows like consequences and not
wrong.
Yeah, I think like that they're gonna be judged by their man. What is that word? There's a word for it when like you're able, like, you know, you go from a phase from not knowing to knowing.
The only thing I can think of is like spiritual maturity.
No, it's not. It's not that, because it. Yeah, it's more of like by them, their decision making.
Hmm. Just saying simply yes or no. I think that's the overall thing, though. With everybody, it's not even just people.
I'm trying to figure out the word, man. This sucks.
Cause like I think about all the time, like. What about people who never knew God and all of that, and nobody had ever said the prayer of salvation with them, or they never heard it or whatever? They get saved. They're like, yeah.
And then they conscience. Die the next day.
Conscience.
By their conscience.
By their conscience. Okay.
Yeah,
so
there you go. That's what it was. But yeah, so as for now in this time, you know, being able to stay strong and being faithful and believing and
have
trust. And faith that God is there to supply all your needs in this time, and just only looking up to Him and getting whatever you need.
Mm.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking, because, like, we've just been, these past few episodes, just been so deep, and it's just like, we have nothing to do now but time to think. Yeah. I mean, you don't That's have true. A whole bunch of stuff occupying you.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, unless you, like, catching up on shows and all that, but, I mean, whatever. Like, yeah. You still, you're less distracted. You're distracted to a degree,
mm-hmm.
but you're not as distracted because you're not constantly on the go,
right?
Doing something,
yeah.
Because you have to sit down,
so
you know,
yeah. And obviously, you know, keeping the freight truck ongoing. But yeah, guys. Well, this has been great.
Yeah.
And I feel this is a great way to start a new season here, season 4.
Yeah. And going into this new season, we don't want to make a bunch of promises that we can't keep. So we're going to have faith.
There you go.
We're going to see some big changes and things are going to keep increasing.
Absolutely.
And we're going to see more progress and just addition, no subtraction, addition and multiplication.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Addition and multiplication and exponential growth.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in. This is Eric.
I've been Trey.
And please don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Spotify,
SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts,
and now YouTube videos.
And yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you and stay safe. See you soon.
See you.